Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 22, 2020. I'm George Henry. Lane County has added another 28 cases of COVID-19 in yesterday's report, bringing the weekend total to 72 new cases. But according to Lane County Public Health Liaison Jason Davis, this raises our infectious cases to the highest level since the beginning of the pandemic. There are now currently 125 infectious cases in the county and brings the case count to date to 1,009. Lane County Public Health reports the majority of these cases are in the 20 to 29 age group. Davis says these new cases are, for the most part, coming from impromptu get-togethers where individuals are less likely to wear masks. The new cases were centered in the Eugene-Springfield area, and there are no new cases reported for the 97439 zip code. Across the state, there have been more than 201 new confirmed cases and 3 new deaths, raising the death toll associated with the coronavirus to 529. All 3 deaths were from Multnomah County and all had underlying health conditions. Last night, the Florence City Council approved the resolution to extend the state of emergency for the city through January of 2021. The approval will allow the city to apply and receive monies from state and federal agencies in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. The city also approved a resolution creating a utility relief fund. This fund will help with past due and delinquent utility bills that the city is currently holding. Residents that are affected by a past due bill from the city will have to take part in an application process and be approved in order to have their bill paid. The relief fund consists of $40,000 allocated from the CARES Act supplied by the federal government. Past due bills on the books for Florence is currently at $34,900. The Holiday Farm fire has reduced in size, according to the Oregon Department of Forestry. The fire is down by 2,400 acres, according to the most recent infrared maps. ODF is also reporting the fire is 17% contained. Nearly 1,000 firefighters have been deployed to the fire, and that is not counting the 6 20-person crews provided by the National Guard. Lane County has also updated the information regarding structures lost in the fire. The current total is 455 residential and non-residential structures. They did not include the latest numbers on structures that have been slightly or severely damaged. Weekend rain helped in controlling the fire and allowed for the resumption of airdrops. Rain is expected to blanket the area once again this weekend. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020.